This man in the basement, about whom everybody was suspecting that he really gave the Gestapo the secret, did you find him a rather nasty person, or did you suspect that?
Nou, ja, zet me even af.
Yeah.
Ergens was hij, had hij een onsympathieke houding, want hij was aan het zoeken met alles. En nou ja, hij dacht, hij had een gevoel van waarom zeggen ze het niet aan mij? Zo, dat dacht ik hoor. Zo. En dan nam hij een bepaalde houding aan. En heeft steeds opslag gevraagd. Nou.
What I thought about him was, he was not very sympathetic. We didn't like him too much. First of all, I had the idea that he knew there was something going on, but he really didn't know what was it. So he tried to find ways to see if he was really...
Uitbuiter.
Yeah.
Het is moeilijk.
Yeah, it's very difficult. He always wanted to have a raise in pay, and he kept asking about it, and if you gave him a raise, he got some more money, then later on he wanted some more money again, and we really had the feeling he knew something, and he was mad about it, that he didn't know what was really going on.
Was he ever tried after the war?
Yes.
Zelfs nadat de mensen dus weggehaald waren, of na de overval dus eigenlijk, hebben ze hem dus, het werk laten voortzetten. En op een gegeven ogenblik, toen waren de kasten met de voorraden leeg boven, met de suiker, die was verdwenen op een gegeven ogenblik. Dus hij was toch, ja, hij had een sleutel van het huis gekregen van de Duitsers. Of hij had het naald te maken, ik weet het allemaal niet, en hij had gepikt, ja. Nou, het was zeer onbetrouwbaar. Na de overval was hij zeer onbetrouwbaar.
Ja. Yes, he was arrested after the war and tried twice. It was one time in the papers, and one time the Dutch police questioned him also. Also,
politiek opsporingsdienst.
Yes, the...
What? POD.
POD, what was a Dutch company who found out for people who they thought they were traitors. And they thought also that he was the traitor, but it was never proven really.
So the nation.
They had no they didn't have any proof that he had done it, but he was tried twice for it, and of course he denied it. But we couldn't trust him anyway, because when we came back after the arrest for a couple of weeks later, we knew there was still some sugar left. And when we went upstairs, there was no sugar at all, so we knew he had the key. Because when the Nazis came, they gave him the key of the warehouse, because Mr. Koophuis and Mr. Kraler were arrested.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime he had made a duplicate of the
ja,
key
just.
And he
en
went
kon Miep de sleutel terugkrijgen.
And then he gave Miep their own key back, but in the meantime he had a duplicate key. And when we just went further in business, every time we had something in the house like sugar or some other things, if the people wanted to use it for their own, then it was always gone, it was always stolen. So we really thought he did it. Yeah,
dat is misschien niet zo belangrijk.